This is Maine Things Considered. In a wide-ranging discussion with reporters today, Governor Paula Page laid out an ambitious agenda with one overarching goal, improving Maine's economy and putting more Mainers to work in his second term. Mal Leary has our report.
Many of the goals and themes of his first term as governor will continue to dominate in the second. Governor LePage says Maine has to improve its economy while still addressing fundamental social needs. He says welfare reforms that were defeated in the last 2 years will be back next session. But his top priority, possibly emergency legislation in January, will be to find ways to reduce energy costs.
Natural gas has got to come to Maine and the Keys, Massachusetts.
LePage has been critical of Deval Patrick, the current Democratic governor of Massachusetts, saying he has blocked efforts to increase Maine's access to natural gas. The governor says he's trying to reach Massachusetts governor-elect Charlie Baker so they can work together on the issue before Baker takes office.
I want to call him and ask him, one, congratulate him, but the second question is, when are you going to sign on? I need you right now.
In addition to the natural gas infrastructure challenge, LePage says expected increases in electric rates in the spring will hurt Maine businesses and the ability to create more jobs. He says part of the solution is allowing larger hydropower projects in the state that are currently blocked by law.
We need to remove the 100 megawatts on hydro. We've got to get competitive hydro in Maine. I mean, facing a 35% increase in March is unacceptable to me.
LePage says he not only wants to tighten up welfare programs, he wants to expand job training programs to provide those on welfare with a path to a career. He says while he still will oppose expanding Medicaid, he wants to find a way to expand health care coverage for the poorest of Mainers.
Others, we can work with them to find a way that they can get insurance. The one thing we've got to remember is whatever you do is going to cost the state.
And the governor is clear that he does not know where he will find the money to pay for the additional coverage, but he says that will be his goal in the new legislative session. He says the state has to invest more in its infrastructure, with a backlog of needed road and bridge repairs and improvements. He says that will take bonding, but he will oppose any efforts that would increase debt payments above $100 million a year, even though there are other capital needs he wants addressed.
Going forward, there's things we've got to look at. We've got to look at our prison. We definitely got to look at some of the schools. Some of the schools need to be replaced or at least rehab.
And the governor says the state has to face the reality that the higher education systems need to be revamped as costs are going up and fewer Mainers are opting for a college degree and are seeking other career paths. Governor LePage says he also wants to further reform and restructure Maine's tax system. He says it needs to change to help encourage job growth, but he did not offer details on what changes he will propose in January. He says having Republicans in control of the state Senate will help with his agenda, and he says he hopes Democrats elect leaders that can work with them to improve the state's economy. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.